Chapter 42. 30. I was not able to go to church or court today for my shoulder. The pain has left my shoulder and crept to my neck and collarbone. It makes me think of Poopy-PT's blade bone. Urch, urch, urch. Dog's gnawing. I went in a chair at 2 and dined with Mrs. Van, where I could be easy, and came back at 7. My hungry water is gone, and tonight I use spirits of wine, which my landlady tells me is very good. It has rained terribly all day long, and is extremely cold. I am very uneasy, and such cruel twinges every moment. Nightdealist M.D. 31. April 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All these days I have been extremely ill, though I twice crawled out a week ago, but am now recovering, though very weak. The violence of my pain abated the night before last. I will just tell you how I was, and then send away this letter, which ought to have gone Saturday last. The pain increased with mighty violence in my left shoulder and collarbone, and that side my neck. On Thursday morning appeared great red spots in all those places where my pain was, and the violence of the pain was confined to my neck behind, a little on the left side, which was so violent that I had not a minute's ease, nor hardly a minute's sleep in 3 days and nights. The spots increased every day, and bred little pimples, which are now grown white, and full of corruption, though small. The red still continues to, and most prodigious hot and inflamed. The disease is the shingles. I eat nothing but water gruel, am very weak, but out of all violent pain. The doctors say it would have ended in some violent disease, if it had not come out thus. I shall now recover fast. I have been in no danger of life, but miserable torture. I must not write too much. So adieu dealist MDMDMDFWFW, me, Leal. I can say Leal yet, oo see. Face, I don't conceal a bit, as hope saved. 14, I 15, must purge, and clister after this, and my next letter will not be in the old order of journal, till I have done with physic. And oo surprised to see a letter want half a side? Letter 45. 1. London, April 24, 1712. I had your 28th 2 or 3 days ago. I can hardly answer it now. Since my last I have been extremely ill. 'Tis this day just a month, since I felt a small pain on the tip of my left shoulder, which grew worse, and spread for 6 days, then broke all out by my collar, and left side of my neck in monstrous red spots inflamed, and these grew to small pimples. For 4 days I had no rest, nor nights, for a pain in my neck. Then I grew a little better. Afterward, where my pains were, a cruel itching seized me, beyond whatever I could imagine, and kept me awake several nights. I rubbed it vehemently, but did not scratch it. Then it grew into 3 or 4 great sores like blisters, and run. At last I advised the doctor to use it like a blister, so I did with Melilit 2 plasters, which still run, and am now in pain enough, but am daily mending. I kept my chamber a fortnight, then went out a day or two, but then confined myself again. 2 days ago I went to a neighbor to dine, but yesterday again kept at home. Today I will venture abroad a little, and hope to be well in a week or 10 days. I never suffered so much in my life. I have taken my breeches in above 2 inches, so I am leaner, which answers one question in your letter. The weather is mighty fine. I write in the morning, because I am better then. I will go, and try to walk a little. I will give DD certificate to Took tomorrow. Farewell, MDMDMD, Mimi, FWFW Mimi. Letter 46. 1. London, May 10, 1712. I have not yet ease, or humor enough to go on in my journal method, though I have left my chamber these 10 days. My pain continues still in my shoulder and collar. I keep flannel on it, and rub it with brandy, and take a nasty diet drink. I still itch terribly, and have some few pimples. I am weak, and sweat, and then the flannel makes me mad with itching, but I think my pain lessens. A journal, while I was sick, would have been a noble thing, made up of pain and physic, visits, and messages. The two last were almost as troublesome as the two first. One good circumstance is that I am grown much leaner. I believe I told you that I have taken in my breeches 2 inches. I had your N229 last night. In answer to your good opinion of my disease, the doctors said they never saw anything so out of the kind. They were not properly shingles, but herpes miliaris, and 20 other hard names. I can never be sick like other people, but always something out of the common way. And as for your notion of its coming without pain, it neither came, nor stayed, nor went without pain, and the most pain I ever bore in my life. Madame Rus, too, is retired in the country, with the beast her husband, long ago. I thank the Bishop of Clare for his proxy. I will write to him soon. Here is Dilly's wife in town, but I have not seen her yet. No, Sinkerton. 3. 'Tis not a sign of health, but a sign that, if it had not come out, some terrible fit of sickness would have followed. I was at our society last Thursday, to receive a new member, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. 4. But I drink nothing above wine and water. We shall have a peace, I hope, soon, or at least entirely broke, but I believe the first. My letter to Lord Treasurer, about the English tongue, 5, is now printing, and I suffer my name to be put at the end of it, which I never did before in my life. The appendix to the third part of John Bull, 6, was published yesterday. It is equal to the rest. I hope you read John Bull. It was a Scotch gentleman, 7, a friend of mine, that writ it, but they put it upon me. The Parliament will hardly be up till June. We were like to be undone some days ago with a tack, but we carried it bravely, and the Whigs came in to help us. Poor Lady Masham, I am afraid, will lose her only son, about a 12-month old, with the King's evil. I never would let Mrs. Fenton see me during my illness, though she often came, but as he has been once here since I recovered. Burnage has been twice to see me of late. His regiment will be broke, and he only upon half pay, so perhaps he thinks he will want me again. I am told here the Bishop of Clare and family are coming over, but he says nothing of it himself. I have been returning the visits of those that sent out these 8 in my sickness, particularly the Duchess of Hamilton, who came and sat with me 2 hours. I make bargains with all people that I dine with, to let me scrub my back against a chair, and the Duchess of Ormond, 9, was forced to bear it the other day. Many of my friends are gone to Kensington, where the Queen has been removed for some time. This is a long letter for a kick, 10, body. I will begin the next in the journal way, though my journals will be sorry ones. My left hand is very weak, and trembles, but my right side has not been touched. This is a pitiful letter for want of a better, but plagued with a tether, my fancy does fetter. Ah, my poor willows and quicksets. Well, but you must read John Bull. Do you understand it all? Did I tell you that young Parson Jury 11 is going to be married, and ask my advice when it was too late to break off? He tells me Elwick has purchased £40 a year in land adjoining to his living. PPT does not say one word of her own little health. I am angry almost, but I won't, cause he am a do dollar in odal sings. 12, is, and so MDD too. God bless MD, and FW, and me, A and PDFR too. Farewell, MD, 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 FW, FW, FW. Me Leal. I can say Lealit, Unumans, Isitan, Well Azu. Letter 47. 1, London, May 31, 1712. I cannot yet arrive to my journal letters, my pains continuing still, though with less violence. But I don't love to write journals while I am in pain, and above all, not journals to MD. But, however, I am so much mended that I intend my next shall be in the old way, and yet I shall, perhaps, break my resolution when I feel pain. I believe I have lost credit with you in relation to my coming over, but I protest it is impossible for one who has anything to do with this ministry to be certain when he fixes any time. There is a business which, till it takes some turn or other, I cannot leave this place in prudence or honor. And I never wished so much as now that I had stayed in Ireland. But the die is cast, and is now a-spinning, and till it settles, I cannot tell whether it be an ace or a size. 2. I am confident by what you know yourselves, that you will justify me in all this. The moment I am used ill, I will leave them, but know not how to do it while things are in suspense. The session will soon be over, I believe in a fortnight, and the peace, we hope, will be made in a short time. And there will be no further occasion for me, nor have I anything to trust to but court gratitude, so that I expect to see my Willows 3 a month after the Parliament is up. But I will take MD in my way, and not go to Larriker like an unmannerly Sprenachich Pharaoh. 4. Have you seen my letter to Lord Treasurer? There are 2 answers come out to it already. 5. Though it is no politics, but a harmless proposal about the improvement of the English tongue. I believe if I writ an essay upon a straw, some fool would answer it. About 10 days hence I expect a letter from M.D. N. 330. You are now writing it, near the end, as I guess. I have not received D.D.'s money, but I will give you a note for it on Parvisel, and Bedu Padden 6. I have not done it before. I am just now thinking to go lodge at Kensington for the year. Lady Masham has teased me to do it, but business has hindered me, but now Lord Treasurer has removed thither. 15 of our society dined together under a canopy in Ann Arbor at Parsons Green, 7, last Thursday. I never saw anything so fine and romantic. We got a great victory last Wednesday in the House of Lords by a majority, I think, of 28. And the Whigs had desired their friends to bespeak places to see Lord Treasurer carried to the Tower. 8. I met your Higgins 9 here yesterday. He roars at the insolence of the Whigs in Ireland, talks much of his own sufferings and expenses in asserting the cause of the Church, and I find he would fain plead merit enough to desire that his fortune should be mended. I believe he designs to make as much noise as he can in order to preferment. Pray let the provost, when he sees you, give you 10 English shillings, and I will give as much here to the man who delivered me Rymer's books. 10. He knows the meaning. Tell him I will not trust him, but that you can order it to be paid me here, and I will trust you till I see you. Have I told you that the rogue Patrick has left me these 2 months? To my great satisfaction, I have got another, who seems to be much better, if he continues it. I am printing a 3-penny pamphlet, 11, and shall print another in a fortnight, and then I have done, unless some new occasion starts. Is my curate Warburton married to Mrs. Melthrop in my parish, so I hear? Or is it a lie? Has Raymond got to his new house? Do you see Joe now and then? What luck have you at Omber? How stands it with the Dean? ...12, my service to Mrs. Stoyt and Catherine, if she be come from Wales. I have not yet seen Dilly Ash's wife. I called once, but she was not at home. I think she is under the doctor's hand. ...13, I believe the news of the Duke of Ormond producing letters in the Council of War, with orders not to fight, will surprise you in Ireland. Lord Treasurer said in the House of Lords that in a few days the treaty of peace should be laid before them, and our court thought it wrong to hazard a battle and sacrifice many lives in such a juncture. If the peace holds, all will do well, otherwise I know not how we shall weather it. And it was reckoned as a wrong step in politics for Lord Treasurer to open himself so much. The secretary would not go so far to satisfy the Whigs in the House of Commons, but there all went swimmingly. I'll say no more to you tonight, Sellows, because I must send away the letter, not by the bell, 14, but early. And besides, I have not much more to say at this pleasant lighting. 15, does M.D. never read at all now, P? 16, but you walk plot a Jesry, I suppose. You make nothing of walking to, a, to Donnybrook. I walk to as much as I can, because sweating is good. But I'll walk more if I go to Kensington. I suppose I shall have no apples this year neither, for I dined t'other day with Lord Rivers, who is sick at his country dash house, and he showed me all his cherries blasted. Night dealest solace. Farewell dealest drives. Rove poo poo PDFR. Farewell dealest Richard MD, 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 FW, 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 me, me, Leal, Leal, Richard MD. Letter 48. 1. Kensington, June 17, 1712. I have been so tosticated about since my last, that I could not go on in my journal manner, though my shoulder is a great deal better. However, I feel constant pain in it, but I think it diminishes, and I have cut off some slices from my flannel. I have lodged here near a fortnight, partly for the air and exercise, partly to be near the court, where dinners are to be found. I generally get a lift in a coach to town, and in the evening I walk back. On Saturday I dined with the Duchess of Ormond at her lodge near Sheen, and thought to get a boat back as usual. I walked by the bank to QQ, but no boat, then to Mortlake, but no boat, and it was 9 o'clock. At last a little sculler called, full of nasty people. I made him set me down at Hammersmith, so walked 2 miles to this place, and got here by 11. Last night I had another such difficulty. I was in the city till past 10 at night. It rained hard, but no coach to be had. It gave over a little, and I walked all the way here, and got home by 12. I love these shabby difficulties when they are over, but I hate them, because they arise from not having £1,000 a year. I had Irene 30 about 3 days ago, which I will now answer. And first, I did not relapse, but found, too, I came out before I ought. And so, as I have told you in some of my last, the first coming abroad made people think I was quite recovered, and I had no more messages afterwards. Well, but John Bull is not writ by the person you imagine, as hope. 3. It is too good for another to own. Had it been Grub Street, I would have let people think as they please, and I think that's right. Is not it now, so flappy hand, and may cry mouth to self, saucy doxy. Now comes D.D. Why, Sala, I did write in a fortnight my 47th, and if it did not come in due time, can I help wind and weather? Am I a Laplander? Am I a witch? Can I work miracles? Can I make easterly winds? Now I am against Dr. Smith. I drink little water with my wine, yet I believe he is right. Yet Dr. Cockburn told me a little wine would not hurt me, but it is so hot and dry, and water is so dangerous. The worst thing here is my evenings at Lord Masham's, where Lord Treasurer comes, and we sit till after 12. But it is convenient I should be among them for a while as much as possible. I need not tell you why. But I hope that will be at an end in a month or two, one way or other, and I am resolved it shall. But I can't go to Tunbridge, or anywhere else out of the way, in this juncture. So PPT designs for Templeogue.
What a name is that?
Dot whereabouts is that place? I hope not very far from Dublin. Higgins is here, roaring that all is wrong in Ireland, and would have me get him an audience of Lord Treasurer to tell him so. But I will have nothing to do in it, no, not I, faith. We have had no thunder till last night, and till then we were dead for want of rain, but there fell a great deal. No field looked green. I reckon the Queen will go to Windsor in 3 or 4 weeks. And if the Secretary takes a house there, I shall be sometimes with him. But how affectedly PPT talks of my being here all the summer, which I do not intend. Nor to stay 1 minute longer in England than becomes the circumstances I am in. I wish you would go soon into the country, and take a good deal of it, and wear better than trim. Joe will be your humble servant, Parvisel your slave, and Raymond at your command, for he piques himself on good manners. I have seen Dilly's wife, and I have seen once or twice old Bradley, for, here, he is very well, very old, and very wise. I believe I must go see his wife when I have leisure. I should be glad to see Goody Stoyt and her husband. Pray give them my humble service, and to Catherine, and to Mrs. Walls. I am not the least bit in love with Mrs. Walls. I suppose the cares of the husband increase with the fruitfulness of the wife. I am glad at all to 5, to hear of PPT's good health. Pray let her finish it by drinking waters. I hope DD had her bill, and has her money. Remember to write a due time before me money is wanted, and be good galls, due dollars, I mean, and no crying dollars. I heard somebody coming upstairs, and forgot I was in the country, and I was afraid of a visitor. That is one advantage of being here, that I am not teased with solicitors. Molt, the chemist, is my acquaintance. My service to Dr. Smith. I sent the question to him about Sir Walter Raleigh's cordial, and the answer he returned is in these words. Tea is directly after Mr. Boyle's receipt. That commission is performed. If he wants any of it, Molt shall use him fairly. I suppose Smith is one of your physicians. So, now your letter is fully and impartially answered. Not as rascals answer me. I believe, if I writ an essay upon a straw, I should have a shoal of answers. But no matter for that. You see, I can answer without making any reflections, as becomes men of learning. Well, but now for the piece. Why, we expect it daily, but the French have the staff in their own hands, and we trust to their honesty. I wish it were otherwise. Things are now in the way of being soon in the extremes of well or ill. I hope and believe the first. Lord Wharton is gone out of town in a rage, and curses himself and friends for ruining themselves in defending Lord Marlborough and Godolphin, and taking Nottingham into their favor. He swears he will meddle no more during this reign. A pretty speech at 66, and the Queen is near 20 years younger, and now in very good health. For you must know her health is fixed by a certain reason, that as he has done with braces, I must use the expression, and nothing ill has happened to her since, so as he has a new lease of her life. Read the letter to a Whig lord. 6. Do you ever read? Why don't you say so? I mean, does DD read to PPT? Do you walk? I think PPT should walk to 7, DD. As DD reads to PPT, for PPT, you must know, is a good walker, but not so good as PDFR. I intend to dine today with Mr. Lewis, but it threatens rain, and I shall be too late to get a lift, and I must write to the Bishop of Clare. 'Tis now 10 in the morning, and this is all rid of the heat. Farewell, dealist. Dealist MD, 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 FW, 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 me, 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 Leal, me, Leal, me, Leal, 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 me. Letter 49. 1. Kensington, July 1, 1712. I never was in a worse station for writing letters than this, especially for writing to MD, since I left off my journals. For I go to town early. And when I come home at night, I generally go to Lord Masham, where Lord Treasurer comes, and we stay till past 12. But I am now resolved to write journals. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.